Do you know where you're heading? Do you have a sense of your own creative direction that keeps you on course despite the push and pull of modern life? If you could use a little guidance, check out these five big ideas from Which Way is North? A Creative Compass for Makers, Marketers, and Mystics by Will Cady. Will is a creative strategist, consultant, speaker, and marketer. He's currently Reddit's global brand ambassador and founding head of Reddit's Karma Lab creative strategy team. Here he is with five big ideas from his book.
Where does creativity come from? That is a question at the heart of my book, Which Way is North? A Creative Compass for Makers, Marketers, and Mystics. This is not a book that offers what to think, but how, in a manner uniquely true to you. It is written at a time of great emergency. Emergency in the sense of emergence, that something big is coming into our world right now, and that each of us has our own struggle to see through the crisis and fear that naturally arise in response to such mythic times. My hope, and I'll admit belief, is that the tools within this book will help you, in at least a small way, to discern with clarity what these great changes mean for your life, and inspire you to think creatively on what to do about it. My name is Will Cady. Today, my station in life is as the global brand ambassador for Reddit, where I've been employed for almost 8 years, launching its Los Angeles office and subsequently Karma Lab, its global creative strategy team central to its revenue business. In other words, I'm embodied in this world as a tech executive working in social media with a focus on brand marketing. There are thousands of people walking around with an identity like this. My twist to it, I think, is that I'm also a professional tarot reader, meditation guide, and I formerly held a career as a professional bass player. But none of those externalities of my resume are what give me the audacity to think I could share a perspective worth anything, let alone in print. No, my audacity to publish a book instead comes from the depths of my human experiences, such as with grief, losing both my parents, among others I've loved, to today's larger forces of change. It comes from the years I spent dedicating all of my human energy to studying how music works as my formal education and first career. Harmony, dissonance, rhythm, what makes people move. It comes from the good fortune I've had to sit with Zen masters and mystics of the highest order, asking them to grant me the tools that might expand my capacity to feel, to listen, to seek, to understand. My career is my privilege. It has granted me audience with power. This book is my purpose and fulfillment of that privilege. I have listened closely to power, and now I would like to speak to it, openly, honestly, and with heart for all humankind. The greatest power I intend to speak to is the creative power in you. We need you to awaken it. What follows are a few big ideas from Which Way is North that summarize its key messages. Big idea number one. Anxiety is creativity, ready to be transmuted. These are incredibly anxious times. We're all feeling it. This implies that the prevalence of anxiety today doesn't mean something is wrong with us. It means there's something for us to do. Anxiety is stagnant energy. That energy wants to be put into motion. Energy in motion becomes emotion. It's the catharsis we crave. We yearn for the emotional release of converting stuck anxiety into a moving story. The first of the memoir, In Which Way is North, recounts a sunset sit I had with a Zen master who held my hand to his throat so I could feel his cancer. I was only 18, and had never confronted such a terror before, let alone feel it with my own hands. Behind fear, he told me, is excitement. All emotions are energies that carry a story. The Zen mind simply observes them. My artist's mind sees them as invitations to outer action or inner resolution. I had been studying music making at Berklee College, learning everything about how to play an instrument, but I was struggling to figure out how to write a song. There in that zendo, I learned where to look to find an idea. Anxiety. What an opportunity. We all have anxiety, and the stories our anxieties tell can, let's admit it, be incredibly creative. Everyone has untold scores of stories within them. It just takes a little courage and practice to know how to share them. Big idea number two, meditation is a creative tool. The structure of Which Way It's North is itself based upon the seven directions system of meditation I developed for turning anxiety into creativity. Each chapter is a deep exploration of one direction that is part of the greater whole of the seven direction system. In this way, the book itself has a sort of geometry. It is a tesseract that acts as a compass for your inner world. Many meditation systems insist that people quiet their minds, but let's be real, that is difficult to do. And so a lot of people quit meditation before they even really begin. What if there was a meditation system that didn't tell you to avoid your thoughts, but instead invited you to engage with them? How might treating the mind not as a sky meant to be empty of clouds, but as a sandbox full of curiosities to play with help you get started with a meditation practice? That is what the seven direction system promises and is designed to do. It is not a tool for escaping this world to find enlightenment. It is a tool for bringing enlightenment into it through creativity. Each of the seven directions are associated with a question. What is in front of you? What is behind you? What do you rest upon beneath you? What shines upon you above you? What do you receive to your left? What do you give to your right? And what is in your heart in the center? These are strategically open-ended questions designed to initiate a dialogue between your conscious self and your unconscious self. Your conscious self asks, your unconscious self answers. The practice utilizes active imagination and active breathing to explore each of these directions and their questions, as well as the answers they bring in the unique language of your unconscious: inner sight, inner sound, smell, sensation. Taken as a practice, the seven directions helps break down an anxious feeling to something more precise. Rather than being an ambiguous, dominating feeling larger than life, meditating through the directions helps you to triangulate where the anxiety is coming from and what story it brings. Is it in front of you? Huh. Perhaps it's that dinner you scheduled tomorrow. What is the story the anxiety telling? What are you going to do about it? Let it go? Or make something of it? Now, you are bigger than the anxiety, and the anxiety is, in fact, serving you, giving you energy, not taking it away. Big idea number three, curiosities are the key. Curiosity is a state of mind, yes, but it is also a noun. There's the curiosity you have and the curiosities you find. Train your mind to always be looking. Start inward first. With practice, meditations like the seven directions will help you familiarize yourself with your own internal language. You'll develop a familiarity with the typical sort of thoughts, sensations, and experiences that populate the crossroads of your inner world where your conscious self and unconscious self meet. But eventually, inevitably, you'll encounter something strange that doesn't quite make sense or isn't usually there. Something curious. These are the threads of genius that dangle where only those who know how to look for them can see. Pull on those threads, and you just might be drawn to something extraordinary. I call them curiosities, little aberrations of signal that seem just a little bit out of place. Mystics look for curiosities in their dreams and visions to travel the multiverse. Marketers look for curiosities in culture to identify incoming trends, a new color popping up in a city's fashion, a recurring word or phrase that different people suddenly start saying, a strange new meme that appears across social media feeds, or the striking popularity of a humble folk song. These are all indicators of a story ready to be told and an anxious energy brewing in culture. Something in people wants to move. Something in people is curious. Curiosities are kernels of creative information awaiting your discovery. It takes a trained eye to see them and to follow where they lead. So train. The seven direction system of Which Way Is North is a practice for developing those muscles. Eyes closed, you work with spotting the curiosities of your inner world like lifting weights in a gym. Eyes open, you will find that the strength this practice gives you will help you see your outer world in a whole new light, full of insight and possibility. Big idea number four. Archetypes are the color wheel for culture and programming code for AI. In Which Way Is North, I recount a moment at a conference when I was approached by a Standing Rock Sioux man who pointed to my backpack and kindly but sternly said, "If you're going to wear that symbol, you should understand what it means." So begins my account of my journey into the significance of symbol and the stories they carry through cultures. To the academic, the study of symbols and how meaning is made with them is referred to as semiotics, which has grown increasingly popular with today's marketers. Symbols are more than just objects of study, though. They are alive. Every symbol is brimming with the energy of curiosity, and there is an operating system of understanding that threads them together into stories we recognize, even if only in our unconscious. A shaman might call these spirits. A psychologist might call these archetypes. An artist calls them colors and paints with them. Have you ever noticed that most of our movies and television shows feature the same sets of characters and the same sorts of stories? Or that company logos seem to imitate the same motifs? Have you noticed that even people in the real world tend to laugh or dance in similar ways or dress in similar styles? Have you noticed that politicians wrestle over stories of who is the hero and who is the villain? Have you noticed that you might do the same with your friends and your family? Culture is a portrait of our collective human psyche, and archetypes are the colors that paint them. They represent the energy of meaning inside the symbols and stories that we see outside. Look no further than the use of archetypes and brands. Nike, the goddess of victory. The siren in the Starbucks logo. The goddess of the hunt, Diana, literally as Wonder Woman. The mythic bitten fruit of knowledge on the back of an Apple iPhone. An archetype constellates various interpretations of meaning into one coherent feeling people can relate to. The valor of the hero, the reverence of the magician, the yearning of the lover, the dread of the villain. Often, I have used the coherence of archetypes as programming code for artificial intelligence to direct its creative outputs with more precision. Be the magician, I might say. Or I might prompt with more sophistication. Be Mercury. Be Hermes Trismegistus. Be the energy between Bina and Keter and Kabbalah's Sephiroth. AI has the literacy of archetype to know where these prompts lead. The archetypal systems of the mystics of every culture are profoundly useful for infusing human spirit into what we make, even through AI. Jungian archetypes, the Greek pantheon, the tarot, the zodiac, the I Ching, are brilliantly designed color wheels of human experience made to channel higher intelligence. Whether or not you believe what they represent to be true, they are, and have always been, programming codes for creation. Like colors, archetypes can be blended into a palette and created with through the paintbrush of AI for anything you would set it in motion to do. They give character. Mystics have long known this. Archetypal literacy is the core competency of intuition. First you learn the names, then you learn the feelings. Big idea number 5. There's a brain in your heart, and the time to use it is now. How smart can you be with feelings? There are roughly 40,000 ganglion neurons in your heart, enough capable of holding memories. Memories of what? Rhythms for how your heart beats, which in turn carry information on how to feel. Recent studies published in 2023 in the journal Psychophysiology by psychologists at Cornell University have shown that our heartbeat may alter our perception of time. In Which Way Is North, I recount how I experienced this in 2002 in a rehearsal room while practicing a difficult piece of music to a metronome. Focusing intently on the fast tempo of the piece I was playing, I noticed a curiosity. To my perception, the time between the beats of my heart was more consistent than the beats of the metronome, which seemed to be inconsistent and full of change as I played. As I explored deeper into this curiosity of the shifting dynamics between my pulse and my sense of time, I began to realize that each of my heartbeats also carried a feeling, and that a feeling can be described as a way of experiencing time. Grooves in the heart, I laughed when I recalled what my music teacher would always say. It wasn't a metaphor. As I grew older and my practices in art and meditation deepened, I began to see that archetypes correlated best with these feelings, each with their own musical signature in my heartbeat, each with their own way of experiencing time. A firm and fast heartbeat for the hero, a slow and patient heartbeat for the sage, a fluttering heartbeat for the lover. They each embody an entire way of experiencing the world and became my inner vocabulary for creating art and my life. This is the intelligence of the heart, described from the inside out. This is the intelligence that you access in the depths of meditation. This is the intelligence that holds certainty even amongst the most profound of change. This is the music that holds people together. The mind thinks, the heart knows. The feelings are primary to the facts we select to explain them. This is why, for all of which weighs Nora's 40,000-something words, perhaps its most important are its first 17, walk the path from out of your head and into your heart. Find your voice in between. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the book, and if you do, I'll meet you in the heart where it leads.
Thank you, Will. That was 5 big ideas from Which Way is North? A Creative Compass for Makers, Marketers, and Mystics by Will Cady. You might also like our book bite for Start More Than You Can Finish, A Creative Permission Slip to Unleash Your Best Ideas by Becky Blades. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.